A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, Saint Basil the Great died in the year 379. And it surely remembered as the greatest of the three Cappadocian fathers of the church. He is famous for his exegesis or interpretation of the idea of our being made in the image and likeness of God. He suggests that being made in God's image is God's work, while being made in the likeness of God is our work. For Basil, image implies human rationality, while likeness implies love and kindness in emulation of Jesus. Of course, if we are to emulate Jesus, we have to feel that the Christ is trustworthy of being modeled as the path to eternal life, as discussed in today's excerpt from the Gospel of John. And if we believe that, then as Christians, we dare not stop teaching in the name of Christ, as we are told in today's excerpt from Acts. Christos Sinaris, the great modern Greek Orthodox theologian, in his book The Freedom of Morality, gives us greater insight into Basil the Great's distinction between image and likeness. For Yannaris, moral life manifests our emulation of Christ, and indeed, therefore represents our transformation to likeness of God. Sin, in comparison, destroys our link to God, both in terms of image and likeness. Image is broken in some sense by sin, because our personal existence is cut off from the Trinity. The Trinity which models for us love and relationship through love and relationship of the persons of the Trinity. Similarly, likeness is broken by sin because our personal uniqueness is cut off from Christ, the Christ who models for us love and the offer of repentance. Ah, repentance. There's the key. Repentance allows us to have restored both our image and our likeness beyond concerns about individuality, beyond concerns about survival, beyond them to Trinitarian concerns about communal love. Christos Yanaris tells us that love is the primary ontological category. That's simply a fancy way of saying that love gives us the meaning of our existence as human beings. Dostoevsky, as usual, perhaps said it better than anybody when in The Brothers Karamazov, Father Zosima, the Russian priest, says that he knows what hell is like. And when asked to explain, he said simply,